We've been talking a lot about Rock the Garden taking place tomorrow, of course, but there's also another very different kind of music event happening tomorrow, just north of the Twin Cities. While your typical summertime music event is a place where you're likely to find beer or other kinds of alcohol, this one is alcohol-free, and that's because the event is sponsored by Hazelden Foundation, the drug and alcohol addiction treatment organization that is one of the most well-known and respected of its kind in the world. And we were curious about the event after hearing about it, so we've invited some of its participants to come down. Nathan Wardwell is event planner for what's being called Hazelfest tomorrow. He's also director of alumni relations and corporate events. And one of the performers who will be playing tomorrow is a gentleman who has not only been to Hazelden, but has also been outspoken in telling his own story of addiction and recovery. And that's Johnny Solomon from the celebrated local band Communist Daughter. Good morning to both of you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So tomorrow's event is called Hazelfest, like I mentioned. What is Hazelfest? Is this a celebration of sobriety? Is it an open house? Is it both?
Hazelfest is definitely a celebration of sobriety. It's a celebration for all of those who've been touched by the disease of addiction. It's really an amazing event. It's an outdoor festival with some national known performers such as Johnny Solomon and Communist Daughter here. It's going to have 40 recovery-focused exhibitors, multiple food trucks and food vendors, and some great performers. So it's absolutely a celebration of sobriety and recovery, and it's a time for us to show that recovery is possible, and we're going to celebrate those that have recovered.
Nicholas David, G.B. Layton, actress Kristen Johnston, which you may remember from Third Rock from the Sun, on the bill as well. You know, there's a common belief that in order to be a proper rock star, you got to party till you puke. You got to do all these drugs. You got to keep up that wild lifestyle. And Johnny, why don't you take this one? You know, is that necessarily the case anymore?
Well, you know, I had mentioned before to several people that it's kind of a dirty secret that a lot of us are going sober. In fact, actually, probably every show I go to, I meet somebody involved with it that's sober. And so there's a big network of people that once you're in the business, I'm sure the music business in general, you get to be about late 20s and it's like, you got to make a choice, you know, and if you're not a normal person, then, you know, like an addict like me, I had to kind of make a choice.
When you came out of treatment, Johnny, were you afraid that you weren't going to have that kind of support system? Were you afraid that I'm never going to be able to play a show again because I'm going to have temptation all around me?
You know, it's when I came out of treatment, I was just kind of you're kind of like a newborn baby where your whole skin is just, you can feel everything. And I guess I was worried that life would be different, but I didn't know how it would be different. You know, a lot of my worries were that music would be different to me personally, and I wouldn't be able to do it anymore. I wouldn't be able to have fun, which it's probably the funniest thing to me now is like, I have way more fun now that I'm sober. Music is much more important to me. I actually like music again, which being a musician for 15 years and being an addict, it was like, there was a point in there where I think I hated music. Like the Replacements, as we're talking about those guys, you know?
Right.
But, you know, I got out and you're surrounded with it. And if you want to keep doing music, at first you kind of have to resign yourself and say, well, how am I going to deal with it? But every recovering addict and alcoholic, you're just bombarded with advertisements and there's booze everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you just learn, you have to learn, and especially with a support system, you learn that can kind of actually deal with it pretty well.
And if more and more musicians are sober, you know, more musicians that we probably think are, that's going to help to be back in that world.
Yeah, you know, like the last tour I went on was with a sober guy who just came out in the New York Times to say that he got sober, Jason Isbell. And Kevin Bowe is like one of my mentors here in town, and he's put in a lot of years, and there's a lot of guys who just don't want to talk about it because of the whole stigma, which is hilarious because the rest of the world, the stigma is being an addict and an alcoholic, where in the music business, it's sometimes kind of backwards.
Right, yeah, it's a stigma to not be partaking in some way, which is, you're right, it's bizarre. Nathan, has a music festival at a treatment center, has this been done before as far as you know?
Other treatment centers have had celebrity performers as a fundraiser to get people in the door, and that's really not our purpose. Our purpose is to show people that we can have fun in recovery. You know, the ticket price is minimal, and we want to open our doors to everybody and expose everybody to the fun in recovery that Johnny is talking about. Mm-hmm. For me, as a person in long-term recovery myself, prior to getting sober, I would have never thought that recovery is fun and that I could never be exposed to the good times that we have, the laughs that we have. And that's what this is all about. This is to show people that you can recover and recovery is fun.
We're talking with Nathan Wardwell from Hazelden Foundation and Johnny Solomon from Communist Daughter. And Communist Daughter is on the bill tomorrow as part of Hazelfest taking place at Hazelden Foundation. Johnny, what is it that you would say you're looking forward to about this event in particular tomorrow?
Well, there's a few things. Number one, just personally, I'm excited that the band's playing new music, which, I mean, we just finished recording our new album, so a lot of those songs are they're getting their workouts, mm-hmm. you know. But for Hazelfest, I'm particularly excited about where it's at. One of the things that you don't really hear, or at least I didn't hear before I went to Hazelden, was how beautiful it was up there. I mean, I had some amazing spiritual experiences there where, you know, I had my whole life change up there. A lot of it had to do with the snow and the pines and, you know, all that touchy-feely stuff. So it's great to be up there and be able to see it again and to have other people there able to see it.
Nathan, as the organizer of the event, what are you most excited about tomorrow?
I'm certainly most excited to see thousands of people coming up to our campus to put a name and a face on recovery and to show people that recovery is fun and people can have a good time without the booze and dope.
Simply stated, that's nice. Well, we've got all the details online at thecurrent.org, the links about it, and again, all the performers who are going to be there too. And it sounds like a lovely event. And it goes from what when to when tomorrow?
Goes from 10 until 8.
Very nice. At Hazelden Foundation, Center City, Minnesota. So, Johnny, why don't we go out here with some Communist Daughter? And there's a song you said you wanted to play here that was inspired in particular by your stay there, or you wrote while you were there?
I actually wrote the song Ghosts while I was in Hazelden. Probably 4 in the morning when I couldn't sleep, annoying all the people that were next to me. But I wrote it, and so it's pretty amazing to me that I get to not only play it right now, but then Saturday play it in front of everybody.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for coming in. Nice to see you both.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Johnny Solomon from Communist Daughter and Nathan Wardwell from Hazelden Foundation. Again, all the info about Hazelfest up online at thecurrent.org. This is Communist Daughter with Ghosts on 89.3 The Current.